Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the People's Den podcast. My name is Christy.
And my name is Bradley.
And this pop culture and gaming podcast is the first of many that will be brought your way every single Monday.
And one of the first videos to be uploaded onto our brand new gaming channel on YouTube, which is also called the People's Den. Right now, Christy, I'm excited to get into this podcast, so let's go.
Let's do it. Okay, so Bradley, here's something that I don't know if you're aware of, but I'm a massive Metal Gear Solid fan. And the new game, Metal Gear Survive, you heard of that?
I've seen it. But I haven't really looked into it, so I know it's a big game for you. But
it's a massive game for me. It's the Metal Gear Solid games are maybe the best games ever made. And I honestly believe that, and I would defend that with a passion. I don't care about people talking about 90-minute cutscenes, I don't care. It's brilliant.
So for someone like me who's only played one of them...
Well, you love Metal Gear Solid 4, right?
That's the only one I've played.
And it was brilliant, right?
That was really good, yeah.
Revolver Ocelot crushing an apple with his hands? You're going to say that's not inspired you to be a better person, seeing a man crush an apple with his bare hands? Well, I think it has. But basically, if you're unaware, because I think you probably will be, because you're not a diehard Metal Gear Solid fan like I am, Hideo Kojima, he's a big dog for Metal Gear Solid. Like, it all stems from him.
He's a genius.
Kojima's a genius.
He's a genius.
He's got his stylish glasses. He's God knows how old, but he looks about 25.
His performance at, is it called EA?
EA?
Not EA. E3.
E3. He's just a crazy motherfucker, quite frankly. But he's a genius. All geniuses are crazy, right? I feel like that's just how it works. But he left. Now, he left Konami. In bad circumstances. They got rid of him, essentially. And he started his own company, Kojima Productions. But Metal Gear Solid, or Metal Gear, as a franchise, has for some reason lived on. He doesn't own it, Konami own it. And so they're continuing on without him. And naturally, things just aren't going to be as good. And so we end up with this Metal Gear Survive game, which is basically someone's took Metal Gear Solid, the latest one, Phantom Pain, and they've gone... We haven't got Kojima anymore, but we've got this game, so let's just kind of make a horde mode out of it, which is what it seems like.
A horde mode?
A horde. There is a single-player aspect to it, and apparently the story is just terrible. I really haven't picked it up to try it. I'm just not interested. But the horde mode was one of the big things they were putting out there. And basically, you start in this base, which you've got to defend from these weird zombies. And they've taken this Metal Gear Solid universe, and then they've gone, okay, it's Metal Gear Solid, but it's in an alternative universe. There's no need for it to be Metal Gear Solid whatsoever. They've just basically taken the Phantom Pain and added all this nonsense to it that's got nothing to do with the story whatsoever. But here's the genius thing. It released a couple of days ago, and it's been reviewed terribly, and it's absolutely riddled with microtransactions. And I want to explain some of the things that you have to pay for in this game. $10 for an extra slave save slot, I should say.
Slave
you don't
slot.
Get slaves. Slaves aren't included. And if they are, if they're charging $10 for a save slot, I imagine a slave is considerably more. And these are all bought with in-game currency as well, so it's that old thing where you can't even just pay $10 for the save slot. You have to buy... SV coins. I don't know what the SV stands for, but 100 SV coins are 99 cents, and so that's how we're working out the prices for these things.
Okay.
You can buy more, so you can buy a higher quantity. You can buy like maybe 1,000 SV coins, and you'd get a little bit of saving. But this is how we've worked this stuff out. So $10 for an extra save slot, which is nonsense. This isn't a free-to-play game. This is a game you paid, I think, £35-39 for. Which God knows what that is in dollars. I'm not a currency converter.
I have never heard of anything for an extra save slot.
Well, that's the sort of thing you get in an MMO, right?
Do you know how many save slots you get?
You get one save slot.
You get one save
slot. It's basically, it's like a consistent character.
Okay.
So it's not like you'd start The Witcher... And then, or Elder Scrolls is probably a better example, where you've got all these different playthroughs. Like, you just use this guy for the co-op stuff, you know, the horde mode and that, which is basically essentially it. And so you can buy, I think there's a total of 5 save slots, So you can buy them for $10 a piece. So whether it's five extra ones or six in total, you're looking at about $50, $40 just to fill up your save slots if you're so inclined for a game you've already paid full price for. What about crew deployment? I'm not 100% sure what crew deployment is, but again, it's the same thing. And if you want extra crew deployment, each one of them is going to cost an extra $10. And I think there's an extra five of them you can buy as well.
I'm still trying to go over the save slots. I've never heard of anything so
like that. Well, the only thing I can think is like Pokemon, right? Like, if you bought Pokemon, you get one save slot. But there's not an option for them to charge more for extra fees. Like, it's just that's the limitations of the cartridge, I assume. I'm not quite sure how it works, but that's just the situation. Loadouts, specifically weapon loadouts, that's an extra $3 a piece. So any other game, you could just have multiple loadouts if you want. You're playing Call of Duty, something like that. You get loadouts. Maybe they even charge now. They're a nightmare. That costs an extra $3.
This game... I'm glad you're not trying to sell me on this game because...
This is my sales pitch. This is me trying to... You're not interested. It's just ridiculous. Weapon storage upgrade. So
is this going to be the only Metal Gear Solid you're not going to play?
I don't intend on playing this game. Like, if it comes out as a free... Because it's a free-to-play model, right? Like...
It looks...
You're not paying a full price for this game, and then it's like, oh, $10 for an extra slave slot. $10 to upgrade your weapon storage. Oh, no, that's free. $5, sorry, I should say. $10, ludicrous to pay $10 for such a thing. It's only $5. And then there's also all sorts of extras, like emotes and experience boosters, that sort of thing, which are various prices. But what... I mean, this is a game that people are already angry about because there's no Kojima. It just seems lazy and pointless to make it a Metal Gear game.
I think that the whole gaming industries went crazy on microtransactions. Like... you see the success of like League of Legends microtransactions, but again, like you say, that is a free to play game. They blew this out of proportion. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, and League of Legends, by the way, you do the whole thing and not spend a single penny. You pay for cosmetic items, essentially, right? I think you might be able to buy some experience boosters, but that's just to get you into competitive quickly. And again, you don't need to do it at all. And even that. You unlock things for free now, like you get the chess system, right? And you got the keys and stuff. Ridiculous to charge this much for a game that people... There's a lot of people that already hated this game out just because of the circumstances, like before it came out.
This seems more crazy than Battlefield.
This is the craziest one I've seen. Like, I can't even understand the logic that goes... It's like they wanted people to hate the game.
Because I'm guessing loadout as well. Sounds to me pay to win.
Well, loadout, I'd seen someone compare like Monster Hunter, so which is also four player co-op, by the way. It's not an unfair comparison. It's a game that you can play four player co-op exactly like this one, that's got a single player exactly like this one, that you pay full price for exactly like this one. It's just not riddled with microtransactions, and you get, I think, like hundreds of loadouts in that, and you're not paying a penny for any extras. This one wants you to pay $3 for an extra loadout, which is just absolutely pathetic, I think, especially if they're going to charge you $10 for an extra save slot, so you can't even just be like, oh, I just have that loadout on a different character. That's not an option unless you're Richie Rich, who I assume is very rich. That's his gimmick, right? A name like that is not going to be poor. I also, the great thing about this as well is I checked the Steam reviews, because it's right there on the featured page. You know, on the store, and they say, like, oh, this is new and trending, right? The game has to be always online. And one person in his review said he'd been playing for a few hours, his Wi-Fi dropped, he lost internet connection, and therefore lost hours of progress because he was just immediately disconnected.
Oh, wow. That's...
Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that's the equivalent of when you're a kid and... Some motherfucker pulls your cartridge out while you're playing Pokemon and yeah. You lose hours of progress or maybe a whole save.
Nintendo 64 happened to me a lot. I know you could buy a memory card for that, but three lives was all you got when I played games.
Your gaming used to be like, I feel like I missed most of the hardship just because we were so poor. I told you before, I used to just play demos over and over again. Like, I didn't even realise that these full games exist. Like, I just played the same level over and over again on these demos. The first console I had, though, was the Sega Saturn.
Sega Saturn. That's Sonic the Hedgehog.
That was well, Sonic was Sega, right? But I didn't have that. And most people haven't even heard of the Sega Saturn. You hear like the Sega Genesis, maybe, and you got the Dreamcast.
That was a big game at the time on that console. The Sonic. I can't remember what the Sonic game was called, but that was the big game.
The Sonic the Hedgehog.
Everyone was hyped about on that console.
But like, was that the Sega Saturn, or was that the was that like the Genesis or the Dreamcast? I don't even know what that would come out on. But yeah, I can't imagine playing for hours and then just losing all my progress. They also sent review copies out early on, so that reviewers could review the game, obviously, and there'd be nice ratings so people could make their mind up about whether to buy the game. Except they didn't turn the servers on, so no one could actually play the game, and so there was no reviews when the game was released. And so people have just paid full price for what seems to be a not very well made game.
An awesome franchise, so promising. So it looks promising.
No, it looks promising if you're looking into the past.
A name like that sells itself.
But they have avoided Metal Gear Solid. They've kept the Metal Gear and just gone Metal Gear Survive for some reason.
If you're somehow not getting reviews on somewhere like Steam and you game like Metal Gear Solid, it pretty much sells itself. Like, I don't need to look at reviews. I'm going to get this as a Metal Gear Solid game.
Well, that's the thing. I think a lot of people think that the game has... It's only Metal Gear Survive. Like, there's no Solid Snake. There's no need for it to be Metal Gear. It's just because, listen, we've got this game idea. We're going to take the engine and all these assets that we've already got. We're going to put the Metal Gear game on it because it's not very well made. It's riddled with microtransactions, and people will buy it because they're loyal to a franchise that we are brutally murdering. It's disgusting, right?
Christie's top game to not check out.
that's a new segment. Christie's game to not check out. Metal Gear Survive. Save your money. Buy something useful. Buy anything else. Buy literally anything else apart from Metal Gear Survive. That's my advice to you. All right, so we've known each other for... It's got to be close to 10 years now, right?
Yeah, 10.
11. 10 years. We didn't seem to hang out that much at school, right? But outside...
We sat next to each other in English. We didn't speak to each other.
Really? Well, I feel like I was super quiet in school, to be honest.
I was a new kid, so yeah, that as well.
And I think just generally nobody was interested in speaking to me anyway, quite frankly. But the fact is we've known each other for a long time now. I don't think I know the first game you've ever played. I wonder if you know the first game you've ever played.
I know the first game. Everyone knows the first game they've
you ever know
played.
The first game you played?
Yeah.
I honestly don't think...
Turok.
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 I know you talked about Turok before, because you were...
It's my childhood game. You know, rated 18.
It was rated 18?
Rated 18.
I thought it was on, like...
Mum going that? Crazy.
Was it not on the N64?
Nintendo 64. It was rated 18. It was like rated 18 or 16, but I think it was 18.
Honestly,
my dad brought it home. It was the first ever game, Nintendo 64, with the... He seen dinosaurs, and he had the gear for me.
You think Bradley, you think...
Dinosaurs.
Man-murdering dinosaurs.
Yep.
Is that the thing of that game? Is it... You just...
Yeah, I got
just dinosaurs, or there other people as well? I honestly never played Turok.
Well, I couldn't get really far through going back to that, the free lives thing. I didn't really get
that. Oh, is that specifically, like, yeah, like, on that game you get free lives?
You get free lives, because I couldn't save the game. There was no checkpoints to save, so I couldn't save the game. So once I died three times,
That's crazy.
I remember the mission I got stuck on most was a dude with two jeeps. In a dinosaur world, of course.
Is he a dinosaur? Is he a dinosaur dude with jeeps? Some sort of jeepasaurus?
Dinosaur dude with jeeps. He reminds me of that... The main dude in Avatar, and the captain.
Yeah, I know what you mean, the big scar on his face.
Yeah, and he's got like a... He's got an eye patch, has he?
I don't think he's got an eye patch, has he?
Every time
you made up the eye patch. He'd give him a pirate ship as well, maybe.
But every time I think back to that game, I think it's him.
Maybe the guy in Turok has an eye patch, though. Maybe that's a confusion.
I don't know. I don't think you ever see the guy in Turok.
You don't see him?
Even the first mission on Turok was
maybe
crazy.
Maybe he's just a jeep. What's the first mission?
You understand? Well, it's not crazy.
I'm ready for craziness, so this better blow my mind.
For a little kid that just got this game, it was a... I couldn't figure out what to do for ages. It was just stand on a little step and the platform comes down. But I kept dying because if you don't stand on it for like the first 20 minutes or so, and I'm just walking around and it's like, at first I just thought this mission, the game was you just walk around this like little garden thing.
Sounds like a great game.
And this raptor comes out of nowhere and kills you.
Yeah, well, if you don't do anything experience. For 20 minutes, it kills you.
Yeah, if you don't step on this on the platform in 20 minutes, it comes along.
Why?
Just
why
kills
does it
you.
Need to do that?
Spawns out of nowhere.
Just teach you a lesson for wasting its time. How old are you at this point?
How old was I? Nintendo 64. I can't.
Because honestly, I couldn't think of my... The older I get, which I'm 24 now, by the way. You should know that, because my birthday's coming up very soon, and I hope you give me a very nice present. But we won't dwell on that.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe I'll get you a Turek.
I find it harder and harder to think of how old I was at certain parts of my childhood. Like, I could have been 6 when I played my first game. I could have been, like, 4. Like, I have no idea. 8? I have no idea.
I must have been around 8, 10. No, I was younger than 10. I must have been around about 8. But, yeah, that game was... It was my favourite game.
Changed your life. It got you hooked, Bradley.
It got me
hooked.
Hooked
on gaming. And look at us now. Look at us with this gaming channel, with this podcast. It's all about Turok. It's all because of... Is Turok his name? Is that...
Turok. I am Turok. That's what he yells.
That's it.
I am Turok.
Just that over and over again.
Yeah.
No other words. It's like a card. It's like a Pokemon. Just say his name.
You did get more than 3 lives. If you collect 100 coins or rings.
There's coins and rings.
No, there's no coins, there were rings.
Because I did play, there was a reboot or something. I think it either came out on the PS2 or like the Xbox 360 maybe.
Nintendo Cube, another one?
GameCube, there was. It might have come out.
It came out on that because I was so excited. But that might have been cross-platform. But I had it on Nintendo Cube. I was really excited when that game came, because that was my first ever game.
Why are you sticking with Nintendo Cube? Like, this is what it's called. He's just told me it's GameCube. I'm sitting, but I don't care.
Hey, look,
I've called it a Nintendo Cube.
That thing is old. You know, it's hard to remember his name.
It's not as old as the N64.
Yeah, but when something's your first, you always remember your first time, Christy, of everything.
Wow. some of us would like to forget. but yeah, honestly, I don't know if I'm 100% certain on what the first game I played was. You said
that was unbelievable.
It might have been. Now I'm thinking, and because obviously it was the Sega Saturn, which I think must have been before the PlayStation 1, or I had it before the PlayStation 1 at least. And there was... I remember playing Tomb Raider, which I don't know if that came out on that, but it's so linked with Sony, it must have been on the PlayStation, right? But I remember killing very poorly modelled grizzly bears in Tomb Raider and jumping around. But the game I remember playing most, more than anything, and it's always better when you're a kid as well, because my mum and dad even would play this with me. Like, they were hooked on it. And it was a platformer called Oddworld Abe's Odyssey. Are you familiar with that?
Oddworld.
It's like an alien dude, and
I don't think I've heard this game.
It's he's an alien. He's a Madokin. His name's Abe. Madokin. Surprise, surprise. And it's his Odyssey. That's what it's about. And it's just a platformer, but it's got this, like, kind of crude, childish sense of humour as well. And it's just a lot of fun.
That's the Madokan culture.
That's what they're all about. The Madokans are slaves in this universe, actually, and they're being turned...
It's the second time the word slaves come up.
Slaves are important to gaming, apparently. And that's just... but these Madokans are... eventually... they start being turned into a drink, I think.
Okay.
No, that's not what it is. That's not what it is, Bradley. The factory that they're slaves at start just eating them. They're just like, oh, the Madokans are good. I'm pretty sure that's the deal. Let's just start eating these guys. And I think the drink I'm thinking of is the second game where they make this thing called Soulstorm Brew. And they're just digging up the bones of their ancestors and making drinks out of it. It's very, it's just a great game.
Is the, so who's doing this to the Madokans?
The Gluckens.
The Gluckens.
Now, the Gluckens are these, they're aliens as well. Everyone's an alien. I guess we're aliens to other aliens, right? Everyone's just an alien. But these Gluckens are super weird looking. They've got these big heads, and they wear these, like, suits with no armholes. It turns out, I think they do have armholes, but they've just got really long legs. It's like really long legs and a head and tiny little arms, kind of like a T-Rex, but it's all hidden away under this weird...
This sounds like an 18-plus game, just like Turok.
There's nothing sexual going on whatsoever, although, there is a lot of weird violence in the terms of... Like, the whole point is that you've got to rescue all these people from the factory, and you can just... If you slap these people enough, eventually they get sick of it, and they start hitting themselves in the head until they commit suicide, which is very unfortunate. It's hilarious when you're a kid making these weird agents kill themselves, but not a good way to live your life. You shouldn't go around aspiring to do that sort of thing. It's a little bit weird, and you should probably stay away from that sort of thing. But it did have this quick save feature, and so... This wasn't this weird Turok game where you run out of lives and you just have to restart all over again. You could save as you go along, but it also had a quick save. And so what would happen if you quick saved, if you're not familiar with them, is if you died...
$10.
Yeah, $10 for a quick save. And you have to buy coins as well. You have to buy $30 worth of coins. No, so the quick save, if you die, you just start again immediately right from that spot. So you could do that at any point. And there were so many times where there was this big jump that we couldn't make and we'd be dying over and over again. And on at least two occasions, I think I'd quick save mid-jump. Like, I was like, this is the one, quick save. And then it would just die, fall in a hole, respawn, fall in a hole. Because it would literally quick save you from in the air. So the whole save now was just me falling.
So where did you have to go back
into
to?
The hole? I think maybe if you... Because the quick save wouldn't keep if you turned off the console. So then you just have to turn off the console and hope you saved at a decent place. Because we didn't have autosave back then, right? So it was just like you have to regularly save the game. I'd say if you hadn't done that, you'd be a little bit unpopular.
Problems like that remind me more about Turok though. On Turok, I got the furthest I possibly could, Christy. The furthest I probably...
Top of the mountain.
Top of the mountain with a swimming pool. I had a swimming pool in this mission. And I jumped in it. Okay. And my dad's at work. So I'm just like, this is the furthest that me and him has ever gotten these three lives that we get. I've paused the game. I was like, I'm not moving. I'm waiting to be back. Because I've only got one more life.
If I die now... Your dad's back from work.
It was a few hours.
He's still there now.
Yeah. I haven't seen my dad since.
That's commitment. You're a kid, you want to play this game, you're excited, and you're like, no, I need to share this with my dad. This moment needs to be shared.
So I turned the TV off, Chrissy. I couldn't save it. I turned the TV off, my mum's come in, doing some cleaning up.
Oh, no.
She's turned it off. I've come back in the room, I'm excited, my dad's back, I'm like, Dad, you should see where I am. There's a triceratops with missiles on. And the first time we've ever seen these things, I turned on the TV, I was just like, what has happened to the console? And as a little kid, I started crying. I had to burst out, I was like, no!
As a grown man, the furthest I've ever got, there's no saves, I would start crying. I just want to show my daddy these triceratops with the rocket launchers. Is that so much to ask? I don't think it is.
I think at my age now, I think I'll be able to do the game. I'm three lives.
I'd like to see you play through Turok now. Did you ever complete it?
No.
Never. Well, there you go. That's an accomplishment that you need to achieve. What about... No, this is a massive part of everyone, certainly our age, is childhood. Whether you're a gamer or not, at some point you had some interaction with Pokemon. Whether it's Pokemon cards, pretty much everyone, or the Pokemon games, which the amount of hours I must have put into my Pokemon games, I don't even want to think about. And it used to give you every time you turn it on, it would tell you about your save, right? And it would say, you've played 5 million hours, Christy, and you need to get some friends and go outside. But Nintendo announced that they are going to release a Pokemon RPG for the Switch. And that's... That's all the information we got. Like, there's nothing else apart from that. Maybe it's late 2018 or 2019.
That's all the information, because they're going to try. That's going to get people hyped. Pokemon RPG.
Well, that's what I thought. Because what are you thinking of when I say Pokemon RPG? Like, what?
I'm thinking.
What's in your mind right now? What's in there?
Massively multiplayer, maybe.
Well, I don't know where you've pulled massively multiplayer from.
If it's an RPG,
I feel there's loads of things are RPG, not massively multiplayer.
Yeah, but that's what I want it to be.
That's what you want to be, but that's not what it is.
I'm thinking what I wanted it to be now. That'd be amazing. But he's like running around. Maybe,
everyone wants that, right?
Maybe not.
It's not going to be on the Switch, though, right? Massively multiplayer on the Switch.
No.
I guess it's doable, but it's just not going to happen.
And they crushed already.
Nintendo seems to hate like people playing online together and being able to talk and stuff. Like you need friend codes and all sorts. Like previously,
you bring the Nintendo Cube 2.
Nintendo Cube 2.
Yeah, get up.
The Nintendo Sphere. We get all sorts of shapes. We get a pyramid. But no, if you think about it though, Pokemon's an RPG anyway, right? I just rocked you. I saw the look on your face. If you could see the look on your face, then it's like, yes, it is. So, I mean, potentially,
they're just releasing another Pokemon game.
Whatever this thing could be, yeah, it could just be another Pokemon game as we've always had, just that sort of top-down style. Because if you think of the Switch as well, it's designed so you can take it on the go, right? So it would just be natural to put that there. But everybody, since the first Pokemon game, everyone's wanted a sort of like an open world. I mean, everyone wants the MMO, like you said, but even just that sort of open world 3D Pokemon experience is just, it'd be great, right? If you take
it'd be amazing.
You know, like a kid-friendly Grand Theft Auto type open world situation where it's just like, you go do what you want. You've got these missions that you need to do, obviously. Probably less beating up hookers. They probably won't have that in the Pokemon game. They'll probably keep that just to Grand Theft Auto. But, yeah, I bet you've done it with your friends growing up, and I know I did it all the time. I bet every single person that played Pokemon has this, like, dream of the ideal Pokemon game. Like, I can't understand how they haven't made, like, something open world. And I guess they're open world anyway,
It seems stupid for them not to do it. They'd make money. They would make serious money.
Just be printing money at that point, right? Like, even
the success of Pokemon Go when it first came out.
I mean, yeah, and that's just because you've given people this
a new Pokemon thing.
Yeah, you can go out and catch Pokemon. Like, that's amazing. You see adverts on the telly for that now, so I don't know anyone who plays that anymore. I went mental with it when it first came out, but apparently people are still playing it. And I just don't know how you don't just make that 3D Pokemon game and just basically print money at that point. Like, it's just free money. Here you go. It's a 3D Pokemon game. Because I wanted to ask, now you haven't got a Switch. I haven't got a Switch.
Nope.
Nintendo is just not our sort of thing, really. We're mainly PC gamers.
Yep.
I've just got a new PC and play it on the PS4 as well. Because I'm a FIFA fan and stuff. But we like Ark and we like MMOs and that sort of thing. Would you buy a Switch for a 3D Pokemon game?
Probably not.
You wouldn't? That wouldn't be enough.
My time, Pokemon, I've played it, I've done it.
Really?
Yeah, I think my Pokemon times are over. If it got a really big hype and a lot of people are playing it, then yeah, I'd probably join in.
But we're talking like AAA title, like it's nice graphics.
It was AAA.
It's everything you've ever wanted in a Pokemon game. And you know what I mean? Like, you walk around, you capture all these Pokemon in the wild. It's not just a case of selecting a move.
If it was single player, no. If it was multiplayer that I could play with friends, definitely. Like, it's an easy choice for me.
So, 4-player co-op would be enough? Or you need the MMO aspect?
4-player would be good.
4-player is good. I definitely buy a Switch. I want a Switch anyway. In my financial situation, I can't quite justify that sort of investment into something I'll probably play occasionally, you know what I mean? Like, I'd rather put that money into a new PC and things like that. Food is always good as well. I like food. But, yeah, there's just not that much for me, I don't think. There's a game called Stardew Valley that I'd really like to play. It's actually on the Switch. But you get that on the PC anyway.
I don't know.
You just kind of... It seems like you're just a guy that kind of has a farm. You just kind of knock about. It's just like a peaceful type of thing. It's the sort of thing I like to play on the go, to be honest.
It's going to sound like the Cristiano. A peaceful game.
Well, that's what it is. I need to unwind. I'm too not peaceful. What's the opposite of peaceful?
Aggressive.
Aggressive. I'm aggressive. Is that the one word you describe Christy with? Is it aggressive? Certainly not. What's the best game ever? How about that? If it's not Pokemon. Maybe not best game. I'll tell you what, answer two questions. Best game ever and your favourite game ever. Because I feel like they're not necessarily the same thing.
No, they're not. They're really not.
You need to tell you mine.
Yeah, you go first. I'm going to have to think about this one.
What do you want, favourite or best? What do you want?
I'll go for favourite first. I think that one's an easy one.
You want favourite first?
The favourite...
It's actually not quite so easy for because there's two.
Okay.
One comes back to what we said earlier. And I'm doing series, by the way. I'm breaking the rule. I'm not picking a single game. I'm not doing that to myself.
Yep.
I'm doing an overall series. And Metal Gear Solid. While Kojima was there. You know, I loved every part of Metal Gear Solid. And there was just so much lore. And because that's a big thing for both of us as well. Like, it's great to just be able to jump into lore and just this story, it was... people made the joke that Metal Gear Solid 4 was more like a movie than a game, but the fact of the matter is it wasn't. It was just like some beautiful combination of both. And I just loved the Metal Gear. It always had me hooked. Like, the gameplay, the story, as crazy as it was, but it could be crazy because that was its thing. Like, oh, it's just amazing. I love Metal Gear Solid. I love Solid Snake. But my favourite game ever, Fable.
Fable. I didn't really play Fable.
You didn't
say... It's an Xbox game, wasn't
it? Yeah, you didn't have an Xbox. You had a PlayStation.
I was a PS PlayStation man, and I turned into a PC man.
I think I... Because I was a PlayStation 2 guy as well, but my brother got an Xbox. He got a chipped Xbox for either his birthday or Christmas, and it had, like, these... had, like, 30 games loaded on it. And I was looking through the Argos catalogue one day, and because I had a bit of money, and we shared a bedroom... And I was going to buy an Xbox game, because he was gracious enough to let me play it. And I, almost as close as you can to judging a book by its cover, I judged a game by its cover, because there was something about the Fable cover. I was just like, oh, I want that, I want to play that. And luckily, I checked the console, it was already installed on there, so I didn't even have to buy it with my hard-earned birthday money. That wasn't hard-earned at all. And I loved that game. I played every... single second of my free time was for ages was just spent playing Fable, and it was just like it was literally magical.
I'm gonna throw a question back
at you. Using that word literally.
What's your favourite franchise? Would it be Fable still?
Because Fable immediately. No, I enjoyed Fable 2 and I enjoyed Fable 3, but immediately after Fable 1, it's like. Let down, because Fable 2 is just... I mean, they are probably better games, because they've come later and they've got the... But in terms of experience, like... Slightly disappointed for Fable 2, and then more disappointed for Fable 3, and then the whole thing's just kind of gone now.
I'm a little bit upset I didn't play it. It looks really like a game I'd love to play.
It's... it's so... Because it's got that... It's got that British sense of humour as well, and it's all this kind of... just lore, like I say, that we love, but it's bits taken from real world sort of folklore as well, and kind of twisted, and it's just fun, and it's one of the first games I ever played that like truly gave you that freedom to be like, you can be a guy that's so good that he literally has a halo, or a guy that's so bad that he's literally got these horns coming out and his eyes are red and his flies all about him.
Yeah, I remember watching either you or a friend of ours playing it, and that was a I really looked like the look of that. But whoever it was, they made sure there was a devil.
It sounds like me, to be honest. I don't think I ever got the halo. But it was... I was just so, like, enveloped in that game, like, all the time. And my brother would just sit and watch me play it as well, because he just liked watching me play, you know. It was just amazing. But I think... One of the reasons that game was so good for me is it was before I started looking up everything on the internet. Like,
oh, no, that experience.
And that's the thing, because for a lot of people, that game was overhyped. Because that's Peter Molyneux who makes the game, that's his whole thing, he overhypes. And so, to a lot of that people, once they finally got the game and started playing it, they were really disappointed. And whereas for me, I know nothing about this game. I've just seen this cover in the Argos catalogue. I'd start playing it on my brother's chipped Xbox. And I'm just loving every second of it. I can't just Google every time I get stuck.
Yeah.
I can't Google how to get the best weapon. And I'm not worried about the best way to play, like the meta. Like, there's nothing about that. It's just me playing this game that I love.
I had the same experience with Oblivion. Remember Oblivion?
Yeah, I can forget Oblivion.
I got to school and I was like, I'm in the Dark Brotherhood. And I remember one of my schoolmates who was also really into gaming, I was saying it to him, I'm in the Dark Brotherhood, I bet you're not in the Dark Brotherhood. And like, he turned around and looked at me and was just like, yeah, you just do this. To me, it was such a big thing because I didn't have it in there back at school. So that was definitely not an option for me.
I mean, I had the thing for ages where it was like, the internet's a penny or 2 pennies a minute, and if your mum wants to make a phone call, you have to get off because it blocks the phone line, and it's super slow. And also, that part didn't interest me. But now I'm so, like you say, with Oblivion, like the Dark Brotherhood, you don't even know about the Dark Brotherhood, and then suddenly you're in it. If a new Elder Scrolls game comes out online, Bradley, now,
I'm looking to join. How do I do it?
How join Dark Brotherhood? You know what I mean? And that.
Okay.
I'm not saying I wish it wasn't there, but it ruins the magic, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Like in Skyrim, I found out you could be a werewolf. I didn't even know that was a thing. I mean, that was just like straight away. When I found that out, I was just like, I'm a werewolf.
Yeah, exactly.
Google, how to become a werewolf.
Imagine that experience of just. What? I'm a werewolf now? What just happened? Oh, God, there's a werewolf. And, oh, no, it scratched me. And then the full moon comes. It's like, oh, wait, I'm a werewolf now? What's happening? What do I do? How do I get rid of it? Do I want to get rid of it? Like, no, now it's just a Google search. And it's like, oh, actually, you don't want this because the best way to play is this.
It does actually take out of RPGs.
It does.
But you do it to yourself.
You do it to yourself, yeah, absolutely. Because the only thing, you can just stay away from that. But there's...
It's so hard.
It's some part of human nature, I think, to just want the best and to get it easy. Whereas, like, it's actually the journey and the unknown that makes it so interesting, I think. And it's just... I really feel like it's just such a shame. I think that's why multiplayer games are so important now, because the magic of single-player games is gone. Like, you know a lot about a game before it's even come out. Like, if you're excited about a game... Oh, Sea of Thieves. We're both excited about Sea of Thieves, right?
I don't really know much about that yet. I just like the look of it. It just looks fantastic. Like, I haven't looked into the actual... What you do. I don't know what you do on that game. All I know is I think it's like a battle. Like, you just battle in for treasure. You take it back and whoever gets the most treasure wins. It's like a weird TDM with ships. But it just looks fantastic to me.
Is that your impression? Because I got more of an impression of... For some reason... So I'm on, and perhaps it's more of a good fit, like, is what I'm saying, like, because we're unspoiled by it then. But I got the impression it was a bit more like a kind of arc situation or sort of Minecraft, like, it's kind of that sandbox.
That would be way better.
Well, which is what I'd hope for, yeah. So me and you and our friends can just jump in and we can have a ship and we can do different things and we can attack other people or maybe we can set up a base on our own island and figure things out and explore.
So if it comes out like how I just said it, you're going to be a little bit...
I wouldn't buy the game, you just described.
Really?
Yeah, I'm that doesn't interest me.
It's the looks, though, it really interests me. It just looks like a fantastic game, like the ocean, the whale. I can't even, like, just watching the videos, to me, it's just like, how have they done this? This is incredible. Like, the way the waves go, I can't even, there's no other game with waves like that. You can't even compare it to, like.
You're saying the wave technology.
The wave technology has me.
Sea of Thieves is
sold.
Superior wave technologies has got Bradley, and you've got his money.
The ocean just looks incredible. That's what I'm trying to
see. I can't think, because graphically it didn't grab me that much. Like, it didn't bother me, it's just got that kind of cartoony Fortnite style, is it not? Not quite as Fortnite, but...
Yeah, but it just looks fantastic.
Yeah?
Yeah, but I look at Fortnite and other games that are cartoony. It looks good, and it looks cartoony, but this one, it looks cartoony, and to me, it just looks fantastic.
Well, listen, when you've got waves like that,
yeah.
I'm going to have to go home and YouTube the waves now.
I can't wait for Wave Simulator.
Wave Simulator 2018.
The game.
Now, what happens with that? Are you the wind controlling the... I don't know what causes the waves. I assume there's wind involved.
Maybe it's a DC
game. The moon's involved with the tides, right?
Finally make a good game out of Aquaman or something good out of
it. I tell you what, Speaking about Aquaman, that movie has they just tested it in front of. Do you know with movies they'll test it in front of a small audience to get opinions and just to get an idea of what sort of demographic's going to like a movie. So for Aquaman exam for example, they'll show it to a group of people and then they can kind of go, oh well, 40-year-old women don't tend to like this, but 20-year-old men do. So that's who we should advertise
I
to.
bet 40-year-old women would like
Oh yeah, as long as there's no shirts involved, I think even most men can appreciate Aquaman, maybe.
American.
That's a porno parody. But apparently, it's tested quite well. There's no spoilers come out or anything like that.
That's good.
And yeah, because that sucks. I managed to avoid movie spoilers pretty much exclusively.
Spoilers for games can't help them, but help but get them. But spoilers for movies, you don't do that to me.
But tested really well apparently, which is it's good because DC's been. Justice League was not a good movie. Did you enjoy Justice League?
I liked Justice League.
You liked Justice League?
Yeah, I liked it.
You liked Justice League?
I liked it. Yeah.
Really liked it. That's
probably my favourite DC movie. People
better than
go
Wonder
crazy.
Woman.
Wonder Woman was pretty good. The Batman with what Batman was it? The original Joker, not the original.
Oh, that's no. We're talking about this new DC universe.
Okay, the new DC universe. I think the new one. The best one.
The original Joker, by the way, in terms of screen time, I think we go back to that 60s
Adam
West.
The original,
Cesar Romero was
the well-known.
That dude, by the way, he had a mustache, and obviously, the Joker wears makeup.
As the Joker, he had a mustache.
I don't think the character, the Joker, had a mustache, but the actor did and didn't want to shave it off, so they just paint over it.
That happened in the new movie as well. With Superman.
No, but at least you got some sort of terrible CGI that was attempted there. They would literally just paint over the Joker. Caesar, I feel like his name was Cesar Romero. I'm going to go with it anyway. You're not going to call me out on it.
I don't know.
you're
right to me.
Literally anything right now. But yeah, they would just paint over it with like the white makeup and then give him the red smile. Like, zero effort. But
Superman, he's the person who ruins DC movies for me.
Yeah, well, they had him in that movie, and then immediately it was like, oh, here's Superman. You're the Flash, what's your power? I'm super fast. Okay, let's make him faster than you. Let's show that to the people as well so they realise. Which, it kind of works if he's the villain, right? But if he's on their side, it's just like, oh, you guys are pointless, I'll just do this on my own.
I feel like if God came down, Superman would just be like, right, go away now.
Yeah.
He is ridiculous. Time for you. Like, the Flash was saving... I don't want to do a spoiler. But it's been out for a while. I can do spoilers.
You know, I feel like as long as you give people a heads up for spoilers, and certainly if it's been out for as long as that has, then it's fine.
All right.
You go for it.
I'm going to go for it. But, you know, there's a scene where the Flash saving a family in a car. He seems like pretty happy with himself, and then all of a sudden Superman comes along carrying a building.
And again, it's like, just what? Just let the Flash have a moment. Like, yeah. What?
He's a smug dude.
Who's a smug dude? Well, Superman.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Flash seemed a little bit something not quite all there with him. I liked it, but I don't know how quite to describe him. But again, he's just ruined for me because it's like. Your one power. Your one thing. You gotta do one thing, mate, and that's be the fastest.
I really did like the scene where he's gonna run in on Superman. I like that scene and the Superman just starts looking at him. So I liked it in that way.
Where is what?
But yeah. They're all Superman's just being there's another spoiler. Spoiler alert.
It's all spoilers from all spoilers for Justice League from this point on. All spoilers for a terrible movie that you should never watch.
Superman's just being resurrected. And they're all like trying to calm him down.
Oh yeah.
And the Flash comes running in while they're all like grabbing hold of him, and he's running in, and Superman just turns his head, and the Flash is just like caught off guard. You're like, whoa, what's going on? Like that scene was, like, I thought that scene was really cool.
But again, it's immediately like you've ruined everybody else by doing that. Like, I guarantee he was a faster swimmer than Aquaman. Like. Batman, he can do everything Batman can do if he has the money, right? And
Batman didn't seem that strong to me.
Well, he, yeah, I don't
know. Stop a wall of water, you know.
Yeah, he didn't really do much. I guess maybe he does more in his Aquaman film, or... But, yeah, he didn't even stop the water for very long. Is that, he was kind of struggling with that, and then eventually it got through. But that was what bothered me. It was like, you haven't even done that. We should have just let Superman do it, shall we? Should we have him stop the water now? We'll build a dam super fast or something? Like, it's just bad times. But yeah, I really did not enjoy that movie. But apparently, because a lot of people are excited for Aquaman, especially because Khal Drogo is in it. We all love Khal Drogo. Right?
Khal Drogo, badass warrior.
Badass warrior. And apparently Aquaman is too, I suppose.
Khal Drogo, he'll just... That's why Khal Drogo has a fear of water. So, where would they meet?
It does, yeah. They'll never meet,
so we wouldn't know what would happen. But I think Khal Drogo will take that fight.
I think he pretends that he doesn't like water. So that he'll never go near water, and then people will never go, hey, you're Aquaman. I think he's the same guy. And he's just like, I can't. There's just a guy that looks like me. If I go near the water, I've got to convince my whole tribe that no one ever goes near the water. We never go, the water's bad. We will die if we go there.
Cut off your hair if you go near the water.
Cut off your hair.
Yeah, that's what they do, right?
Who's cut off their... Oh, I think professional swimmers. Aquaman's got loads of hair, though.
No, it's like... That's a fear thing, isn't it?
Cutting off your hair because you're scared of water. No,
That's what they did. The warriors. That's what they did. They're like, when you beat him in battle, like, you know, you're saying to him, I'm going to cut off your hair, I'm going to kill you.
I do not get this. They cut off the braids if you lose in battle.
Yeah, so what he's saying is, I'll cut off your hair, I'm going to kill you.
He's going to kill the water.
No, if anyone goes
who's
near
he killing?
The water. Anyone who wants to go near the water.
Anyone who goes near the water, he's killing.
I'm going
to
cut off your
but
hair.
But they're near the water, you can't go over there.
You wouldn't use that as a threat if that was part of our culture.
If you want to cut... You just threatened to kill me, I'm going near the water now. There's nothing you can do about it, Khal Drogo.
And then he turns out...
and then he stops some water for a few seconds and swims reasonably fast. But not quite as fast as Superman, probably. And game over for me. Yeah, but Khal Drogo is awesome, and I'm happy to see any film with Jason Momoa, I think. As are most women from the surveys I've done. They're a big fan of the 16-pack that he seems to have going on. He just seems like a cool dude as well.
You kept these surveys quiet.
Yeah, I do a lot of surveys. I'm a hush-hush. I do the mask. The mask is a very important thing. To end today, because I feel like that's a decent amount of time for our first one.
Yep.
I want to tell you about a video I saw on Reddit. And I don't even know these things really in the works, let alone existed. It's basically what I can describe as a flying platform. Because I feel like we can't say hoverboard anymore, because they were ruined by those.
I'm just trying to get this in my head. Flying platform.
Yeah. My point with the hoverboards is, you can't really think of Back to the Future when you say hoverboard anymore, because you think of those stupid little wheelie things that everyone used to go about on. You know, like, it was like an electric skateboard almost. Yeah. You go on side, it's just a Segway without a handle. That's not a hoverboard. The hoverboard has been invented, and I feel like the name has been stolen. And this thing looks awesome. I would never go on it because it's terrifying.
And you have a problem with balance. I'm going to say that. You have a big problem
with balance. I think I was bang out of order that you just said that to me.
You have a very big problem with balance.
How do I have a problem with balance?
Anytime it's winter and we're walking, you're like, oh, well, you're grabbing all the people. You're going to bring people down with you. If I'm grabbing going, you're going people. Down.
Well, listen, if you're going to be putting ice everywhere, then people are going to slip.
And the amount of times you've grabbed me.
Well, that's a different story for a different podcast. But listen, when you're as tall as I am and significantly taller than you, then balance is going to be a bit of an issue. And perhaps if you got in a bit better shape like I am, then... I don't know where I'm going with that point. Just wanted to insult you. But yeah, this hoverboard. You've seen the Spider-Man movies, like, not the newer ones.
Yeah, the Green Goblin. Is that
the Green Goblin is exactly... Like, obviously he's got that big sort of glider thing.
He's got missiles and everything.
The missiles are yet to be added to this one, which I assume is some sort of prototype. This is the military version.
Yeah.
It's now he's got that big thing, and it's like kind of winged. This is more. It looks circular, and it looks about the size that you would expect, like just a flying platform. It's almost like if someone just stood on a manhole cover, probably smaller than that even. And this guy is just It's like he's got his own jetpack. He's just flying about, controlling it.
So you go pretty high.
He was... Yeah, we're not talking like a couple of inches off the ground. Like, you see that sometimes, right? It's like, well, who cares? Nobody wants to do that.
Yeah, still a big achievement, by the way.
Yeah, you ever seen the videos where the guys are... They've got like water jetpacks.
Yeah,
like, that's a thing. That sort of
they look
height.
Hard.
Yeah, yeah. But I'd be more comfortable doing that, cause at least I'm going to land in the water. You know, I'm not Khal Drogo, I don't mind about that. This thing seems mental. It's basically that, but without the need for water. And I don't know how far this thing can go at the minute, like in terms of like how long it lasts, like what fuel it needs. So maybe you can only do it for a couple of minutes at a time. But this guy's controlling it, he's flying around. Like, he seems in complete control, he's going high, he's going fast as well. And if that's the future, I'm going to need to get over some fears, Bradley. But I'm very excited, at least, until, of course, the missiles are attached and the robots are controlling them.
What safety features? You've got to wear a helmet and a parachute.
There didn't appear to be any safety features. It's not high enough. The guy didn't go high enough. I don't know how high it goes, but I don't think a parachute would be very functional.
Just a helmet.
It's kind of high enough that if you fell, you'd die. If you fell on your head or whatever, or at least be seriously hurt. Because you can fall off any hurt, like at any height and break your neck, right? But, yeah, it's not like he's holding on to anything. There's no harness attached to anything. He's just flying around on a platform. I don't know who tested that the first time. I assume that guy's no longer with us. And he just made some notes and passed it on to the next guy. And eventually we got like 27 people down the line and that guy could kind of do it and show off for this 3-second clip that I saw. But that's definitely worth checking out, I recommend.
I don't even know where you would even start to practice. You start take up skateboarding, maybe?
What's it? Skateboarding.
Where do you start?
And then the hoverboards. You get them, and then if you can do that, then you start to elevate. But that's the sort of thing you would want to do that over water, right? But it looks like the sort of thing that's not going to last very long in the water. But yeah, very excited about that. Check that out. I don't even know what you... Google flying platform, Google... real hoverboard. I don't know what you call that, but I want you to check that out because it's awesome. But I think that's... I feel like that's going to do it for this podcast, right? I'm happy with the length of that. What I'll just say to these guys listening, because we appreciate these guys listening, right? We're pretty happy with that.
I'm
happy that they're listening. What we'd love for you to do is check out our brand new YouTube gaming channel, which we mentioned at the start. We're going to be putting all sorts of stuff on there.
Yeah, not much content on at the minute, but there will be.
Listen, they don't need to know that right now. They just need to go there and blindly subscribe.
Blindly subscribe, okay? I'll be doing this.
Blindly subscribe. Chances are this podcast will be on there at least. It will be released on Google Play Podcasts and Apple Podcasts and all the places you'd normally be able to find a podcast, but it will be uploaded there as well. And so that will be the first video that's on there. But... very soon, we've got an ARK Let's Play coming, which we're very excited about.
ARK PvP Let's Play.
PvP is very
ARK
important.
ARK PvP Let's
so
Play.
So, we're going to bash some noobs, or probably much more likely, we're going to be some noobs that get bashed, right?
Get bashed by noobs.
But either way, we'll have lots of fun with it. And we hope you come along with us and join us and check back here next Monday to hear what else we've got to say, and let us know in the comment section down below what you think. I say comment section down below, I'm assuming they're on YouTube right now. They might not be. They'll go over to YouTube.
No, because they need to blindly subscribe.
Because they're blindly subscribing.
On multiple accounts.
And then after they're blindly subscribed, they need to blindly like the podcast that they've already listened to.
Yep.
Probably watch it again anyway.
Yep.
Just maybe 10 times. But mainly my point is, let us know any feedback that you've got whatsoever, because we appreciate it. We know that the audio for this one wasn't quite up to scratch because we had some problems with the microphone, which will be improved next week.
Yep.
And the whole thing will just continue to improve as we go along, and it will do that with your guys' help.
And your support would be much appreciated, and we'll see you in the future podcasts.
Yeah, thanks a lot for listening, guys. See you soon.